Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
You ready? Are we going?
No, one second.
I haven't got the go ahead. You got it. Parlez-vous français?
Open voice.
Oh, yeah, she's hooked up, baby.
3 0 3 5 6 4 6 3 7 3 8 8 2 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3
1973. Transcript take eyes. This is Daniel from Oregon. I was just calling to ask you guys if you've ever messed around with echolocation. I'm an orientation mobility specialist and a lot of fun for you, and I've seen this guy. Daniel Keesh, and taking this train briefly into the echolocation for blind travelers and three amazing white guys. You've got to catch up with them on time and see what you've
got to say. Daniel
Keesh. What's that? Anyway, you guys keep doing what you're doing, let it off. Collapse.
Well, we haven't heard that one.
We haven't heard that one or the quick shout out either.
Yeah. There's no transcript.
Select.
Should we play this real quick to see if it is anything?
Yeah. 3 minutes.
Four bad eyes. If
I got a boner.
Hi. I'm Hannah.
I got a boner, Hannah.
I'm calling to ask for some questions, but I'm gonna complain a little bit. Cause you know.
Oh yeah.
We did
listen to Hannah Montana. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Hannah can get my banana. I think she's like fucking 12. She's like a high school student.
Voicemail 43 5127928238 3 March 16, 2023. Transfer K. I'm Kyle Fowler, and I just wanted to apologize for calling you late, but I just saw your post and find the question for you guys. I was wondering if you know anything about people ever taking hallucinogens and then research how they know sensational or anything. I was just kind of interested in the kind of reaction to the person who had no psychic mushrooms or something of that nature. You know. Anyway, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great evening. Bye bye. Collapse. Return to Siri. Button. Status for item.
Bye bye.
All right.
Yeah, I think we heard that one too, right?
Yeah. Well, let me find.
0 minutes, 0 seconds from 4 0 8 3 8. Voicemail 1 2 4 0 2 8 6 9 1 0 4. March 27, 2023. Transcript guys, this is Maria. I'm an orientation notable. Voicemail
37 8 2 9 1 5 6 8 0 7 2023.
Transcript guys, this is Daniel Gordon. I was just calling to ask you guys if you ever met a location. I'm an orientation notable. Voicemail 37 5 4 1 8 2 9 play button.
Alrighty.
16 16.
Alrighty.
Sorry.
Oh my God, am I cold? Be all right.
All right.
Too much sauna.
Trace. Oh, green baby. All right. Trace dos uno.
Wait, we're not recording.
Here we are.
I never got the alert, I don't think.
She did it before. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Let me.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I do. Yeah.
Accessible.
Sorry.
Voiceover. Check.
Voiceover.us. Recording. I didn't. I do have it, but.
Yeah, it's going.
Oh yeah, okay. Right. In a three.
Authentication.
Whoa, chill.
Universal access.
Check, check box.
Universal access.
recording again. Stop. All right, we're recording. Hold on.
You are currently on a button. Click this button. Voiceover. Voiceover off.
All right. In three. In two.
Want to do a quick time check?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Three, two, one.
Welcome back. Eyes and ears.
Gabagool.
Four bad eyes here. Couple of blind Italian guys here.
Hey, how you doing, Anthony Ferraro?
Walking around with a couple of salamis trying to find a way around the freaking room, huh?
Anthony S. Ferraro and the S is for salami.
Couple of Genoa salamis trying to figure out where the room is.
Couple of Zapolis over here with the powdered sugar.
Yeah, I guess I'm owning some gabagool.
Do you know gabagool is capicola?
Capicola, baby.
I didn't
give me
know
some
that.
Capicola. Give me some Genoa salami.
Some mortadella.
Yeah, that's what it said. I think there's like a
mortadella.
The mortadella. I gotta have the mortadella.
The,
yeah,
the
with
the
would you mortadella with the pistachios?
Whoa, that sounds
fire. The mortadella with the pistachios.
What about the prosciutto wrapped around the watermelon?
Watermelon. I don't know.
I know.
Hey, I'm a prosciutto fiend.
I think you'd like it. It's
I get it. The sweet,
weird.
Salty.
Yeah, it sounds weird, but it is.
I don't know. We gotta, you know what?
Right home about.
We gotta get ready for Paris, dude.
I know. So we gotta. I eat a croissant every morning.
Croissant. Well, I haven't had bread in like a month. Has it been a month?
No,
it's been
bread in Dominican.
When has it been? How long has it been? Only like 2 weeks.
Since you got back.
Yeah.
Did you get back last week? A week from Sunday.
No,
week
no
from
it's. Yesterday? Maybe. I don't know.
It feels
like a month. No, I got back on the... When did I get back? The 4th.
That was a week from yesterday.
Today is the...
Yesterday was the 11th.
Today's like the 12th, dude.
Yeah, what was 11? What's 11 minus...
I got back the 4th. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11, that's 1 week. Dude, come on.
No, there's no way it's only been 1 week.
11 minus 7 is 4.
Oh my God, it's only been a week.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you haven't been off bread long enough.
I scratched that, dude. Yeah. Scratch that. Oh God. Perry, though, I'm gonna eat some bread, son.
Oh dude, we're getting those sandwiches.
Yeah, we gotta get ready for the snails, dude. Put the salami away for a sec. Put the gabagool.
I don't know if I'm gonna eat snails again.
Yeah, you are.
They're like boogers.
Yeah.
You eat them?
Boogers. Yeah, I've had them a couple times. I don't really like them.
But have you had them in Paris?
Never had them in Paris.
They're next level. They just taste like garlic and butter.
Yeah. Yeah, I could make a snail taste good, you know. You give you enough butter and garlic and salt.
Give me cookie butter from Trader Joe's. I'll eat.
You know what Heather got? Was the snail slime for her face.
What?
What's it called? What is a snail slime called? McElroy mission, something weird.
Wait,
the goo, dude. She got the goo. It's like, I think it said it was like
70%. What is snail goo called?
Snail slime, mucopolysaccharide, is a kind of
mucopolysaccharide.
No, there's another name. Something No, not mucus.
That's muco.
Yeah, no, there's some other name she called it. I can't remember. Ask her what the face lotion made from snail slime is.
What is the face lotion made from snail slime?
She gets this.
Snail mucin is said to do everything from fading.
Mucin.
Yeah.
That's it. Mucin. Mucinex.
Battling acne. Mucinex. Does Mucinex have mucin in it?
Maybe. I don't know. Mucin. I think it may. Maybe it just means like boogery, slimy something. You know what I mean? Mucin. Mucus. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my lady got the mucin. It said it was like 70% snail mucin, dude. Ugh. It's for your wrinkles.
Hey, dude,
and,
you might
and your lines.
Go to the seashore and
nasty.
Pick up an old snail and rub it on your face.
Yeah, you know you can eat a lot of the, Did we do this the one time?
Well,
gave us a breakdown of like a lot of the snails you can eat are just standard old garden snails. We did talk about this.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, he did on this podcast. I am like pretty sure, dude.
Dude, I put money down.
I'm pretty sure we even like asked Siri and she gave us a breakdown of what snails can be eaten. And they're like pretty much any standard snail just cruising around in the U.S. you can eat. Yeah. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not.
Gary the snail. Well, listen, Gary the snail was in the ocean.
Gary the snail.
From SpongeBob. So do snails live in the ocean?
I never watched SpongeBob.
Really?
There's probably sea snails. Yeah, I feel like I've heard that term. A sea snail?
Yeah, sea slug.
Sea slug. I don't know. Maybe, dude. They can't breathe underwater, though.
What about plankton?
Although you do see a lot of snail shells at the bottom of the ocean. You know, those little tiny shells a snail could use.
Yeah.
Like a hermit crab and a snail.
Oh, there's definitely
kind of
snail shells, actually, now that they think about it. There's snail shells all the time. And they're
probably
shells. And
I wonder if a snail shell can also be inhabited by an old hermit crab, you know?
Have you ever seen sand crabs?
Can they take over? Oh, I've seen sand crabs, dude. Take my pants off. I'll show you some sand crabs, dude.
Shake it out.
They'll attack you, dude. Yeah, the little guys, you see them running around. Yeah, gross.
Oh, you just dig, and they're like,
they're
running
they're
away.
They're in there, bro. They're in there.
Yeah. Have you had frog's legs?
I've had frog legs, yep.
You're slimy little bastard.
I had a lot of frog legs.
You've been to Paris, haven't you?
No, I haven't been to Paris.
Oh, I thought you had.
Do we do frogging around here? Do we eat frog legs around here, bro?
Oh, that's gross.
You can get them at the local pizza spot.
Are you
serious? Fried frog legs, yeah.
Oh, Primo's, fried. Baby. These are like, I think they're like baked, boiled.
Yeah.
They're just slimy as shit.
Yeah, I wanted some crispiness to it. Same thing with the chicken wing, though. I want a crispy bite.
Yeah, I want a crunchy wing. Speaking of, what'd you do for the old Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, as far as I'm concerned, the Lions lost Super Bowl about a couple weeks ago. So, I didn't even watch it, dude.
You didn't?
Nope. Oh, usually, man. I go all out and I cook wings and pizza and I do the dip. I go all out, you know, all the snacks and the dips.
Yeah.
But I'm on the no.
Oh,
no, I'm eating good, so I'm like, I don't even care.
Yeah, I just went to my sister's. I had a little beef stew and like a chicken wing.
Nice.
And some onion dip, actually.
Heather made some chili that was bomb yesterday.
Holy cow.
Literally, the game, the TV was on, and the game hadn't even started, and the TV was off before it started. I was in bed by like 7 o'clock. And then we watched a couple episodes of Only Murders in the Building, and I was pretty much sleeping halfway through those.
Dude, Travis Kelce got heated at one point, and, like, pushed his coach. Pushed the old Andy Reid.
Pushed the coach. Whoa,
yeah.
whoa.
I know. It was very...
He's off the team next year, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Doing that. You know, him, this Taylor Swift must be getting to his head, dude.
I know. It's, he's a... He thinks he's...
Yeah,
a...
they won, though, huh? I did check the score in the morning.
It was crazy. They won it in overtime.
Oh, was it?
So now...
It was only by, like, 2 points or something?
What I saw, the score.
It was by, yeah, a couple points. But the... I think it was by 4 points. But
they just kick a field goal in the last point.
So now I didn't know this. You in overtime, each team gets a possession. Did you know this?
Originally, it was just first.
Originally, it was
first
just
in scores.
First,
right?
Score, yeah. And so the 49ers got the first possession. They scored a field goal. The Chiefs got a possession. They pushed from the fourth down through. They were like fourth and one twice and like pushed through to get the first down. Jeez. And then scored a touchdown in like the last like 10 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah, it was
Cinderella crazy. Story.
Yeah.
Not really, but. A true suspense, suspenseful action, huh?
It was a nail biter, but it was a slow game. That was kind of boring. What?
So yeah, I saw it was like a low scoring game. I know. Yeah, that. It was only that.
Like under 20. I think it was like 25. To
yeah, six. So it must have been kind of just back and forth, not a lot of action, huh?
Pretty boring. Yeah, the Chiefs weren't doing anything. In like,
did you watch this halftime show? How'd Usher do?
Usher crushed it, dude. I was. Usher, oh, he still got it, baby. He was.
Oh, he's got it. You know
Luda,
he's got it, dude.
Luda and Little John came out, dude. It was fun.
Little John and who?
Luda, Chris.
Oh, Luda, yeah.
You know how they used to do like, yeah.
Damn, they did do that.
Yeah. They
Luda, huh? How did Luda do?
Luda did great.
Good.
Yeah, I like Luda. Luda.
We're talking about how the Super Bowl halftime show has lost its
magic.
That's magic, but like it's notoriety, you know what I mean? Like it's not like a big thing to be. Well, not like it used to be. It used to be like who's gonna be in the halftime show this year? You know what I mean? 5 years ago.
No one gave a shit now.
It was like, a big deal.
That's a go. Yeah, Post Malone sang the first song in the beginning of the
game. Did the opening thing.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Or the he did the what's it called? Not the Star Spangled Banner,
the
Jesus. America, America,
America, yeah, America.
Oh, say, can you see?
Star Spangled.
Oh, the Star Spangled Banner.
No, not that one. He did the other one.
What is it called?
What is it called? Shit.
Star Spangled Banner.
No, hold on.
And the land.
What song
of the
did Post Malone
free
sing at the Super Bowl? No, he didn't
okay
do that.
I found this on
he
the
didn't
web.
Do that one?
America the Beautiful.
What the hell is that?
America, America.
Why did he sing that, though?
Because someone else did the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know why he did that.
I think
he got a word, he got a lyric wrong.
Oh, jeez. Post. Smoking too many doobies, Post.
I think
was he the one who smoked a joint on SNL during his performance?
Probably.
I believe he did. He just lit up a joint.
Makes sense. But
what was
yeah
I gonna say? Did you know I heard this yesterday? The halftime show started because one time back in the day, during halftime, there was this new show that premiered and a bunch of people tuned into the show and then didn't go back to the game.
Really?
So the next year they booked Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he had a
MJ
performance.
Baby. They put him on, and that was the beginning of the big show.
You know, my parents went to a Michael Jackson show, and as like a goof, he walked out on crutches.
As a goof?
Like saying he broke his leg, he won't be able to dance, basically.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, for the show, yeah.
Nice,
and just threw
nice
the crutches and started
psych
jiving.
Started moonwalking.
He was like,
wow, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. But no, me and Kelly were talking about, it's like, it seems like a lot of the Super Bowl acts are like, older generation, like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's like, old people.
It's
yeah
no hot, like it's no new. You know what I mean?
Like it was like Janet Jackson a couple years ago.
Like,
who is
like,
she?
Yeah, do I even know one song by her?
I mean, yeah,
and
they're
like,
cool.
Usher's like what we grew up with, though. Kind of
Usher's,
yeah.
Usher's dope.
But that's what I'm saying. We're the older. We're getting older now, and it's like,
yeah, I guess
that's
maybe,
not
huh
like a
is
new
it
hot thing.
But I mean, Usher's had some hits in the last decade, though.
That's true. He has had some hits.
He's stayed relevant some, yeah. But yeah, you're totally right. It's these like older generation singers now.
Yeah.
It's lost. It. Nobody wants to be like, you wouldn't see Taylor Swift doing the Super Bowl.
No.
You know what I mean?
Madonna was great, but she's an older artist now.
Oh yeah.
She actually is. Like she was.
Yeah.
She's been in the game for a long time.
What? A lot of surgeries. Yeah.
A lot of surgeries.
She had a lot of work done.
Oh yeah, done. Yeah.
She been in the game a long time, dude.
Yeah, and then yeah, so it's weird that they don't do like younger artists.
Would you ever get a facelift? Would you ever get any work done?
Would I?
Yeah.
No.
A little tuck here,
never.
Snip snip there.
No.
How about a couple injections? You know, keep the face tight.
No.
No, never. I'll ask you again in 20 years.
No,
we'll
you see these people that do it, and like the years later, dude, their face, like you could hear it in their voice. Like they're like, their cheeks are so tight. Your chocolate.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
You know, it's like,
Like a body dysmorphia.
The way I
thing.
Imagine them looking
it.
Like is like a vampire or something.
Yeah, dude. It's bizarre.
It's crazy. Would you?
I don't think so. Maybe if it was something that, number one, didn't have any side effects, and number two was like actually worked, you know, took some years off the old face and didn't have me looking all crazy, I would probably do it.
Yeah, but here
down the line, keep me looking a little younger.
Interesting question is like, why do you care if you can't necessarily see what is happening to your face?
I can feel my face is way different than it used to feel.
Really?
My earlobes are all droopy.
Really?
I got hair growing everywhere. Oh yeah, dude, I'm way. My always got a little chin, dude.
What, like a little doubler?
Just a little doubler. Oh, no matter how skinny I get, there's just a little gobble. And it's, I don't know if it's just from being fat in the past and just, it's just gravity, bro.
It's just old skin.
My
dude.
Face is loose. It's just over time, dude.
Loose.
Looking like loose, some gobble ghoul.
Saggy. This old saggy.
Like a deli bag of gobble ghoul.
And that's why your balls are dropping in toilets, dude.
Yeah, it's my balls are sagging.
Gotta watch out for that Dominican toilet water.
I got my ears, the rim of my ears, you know what I mean? Like the out rim.
Yeah.
Needs to be shaved every time I get my hair cut.
I have ear hairs now, and that bothers me. And then I have these things, I have like skin tags on the tops of my ears that I've had forever. You know these? Like, it's like the top of my ear.
Yeah, little skin tag things?
Yeah,
I know
these
what
little
skin
tags. Yeah. And then, so those. Like,
yeah, those
are something you could get snipped off, but like, I don't care enough.
I'll take those off with some nail clippers, dude. Some alcohol and just, ooh, it might sting just for a second. Ooh.
I just don't trust those injections. Like, what the, what are you putting in your body?
Botox, maybe Botox.
People used to go to like Thailand to get it and shit. So you can get it cheap.
Yeah, I wouldn't get into that, but I don't know.
The only thing I would do is stem cell.
Oh, you can shoot me up stem cells all day. I want to try them bad.
Me too.
I want to do them intravenously, you know?
What's that, in the butt?
No, just in the bloodstream, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But in the body. In the butt.
Yeah, no, I want to get them.
Interanally.
I want to get them intravenous. Intermars.
Intravenous just means like you shoot it, directly into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, stem cells, baby. I need them for my knee. My knee still bother me, dude.
Still? I don't want
to. Keep skating on it. I don't know. I probably got to take like 2 weeks off after. Harry.
Yeah.
I'm like you. You're going to have to
take like 7 months off. Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah. But you get to work out right away.
Yeah.
I think, right? No, they get you moving your leg at least.
I have like this. The only way I can describe it is that it's like monster inside of my body that wants to like freak out and like just like destroy shit, like just anger, you know?
Yeah.
Like of this like impatience and like having to go through this, like just even though it's in retrospect, it's 8 months of your life, but it's just like that 8 months is gonna be, you know, it's going to suck in some ways. And then, like, having to keep that, they're, like, tame. You know what I mean? Like, having to keep it, like, shut. Like, dude, it's all good. Like,
well, it's going
to
go away once you go get the surgery, dude.
I don't
know.
It's
the anxiety of you're pushing. Keep pushing it off.
And then I get a call.
You could have already been. You could have already been.
Don't you dare say it.
You could already been 3-4 weeks in.
Okay.
Could already been a month in. Once you do it.
I honestly could have been like 3 months. I did it in the end of November, right? The day, like 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you could be 3 months in.
I do.
February. Yeah, two something. But I mean, whatever. Don't dwell on that. Once you get it started, you'll be
I'd
fine.
Rather be able to go, as stupid as it sounds, I'd rather be able to last hurrah type thing.
Like yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
You don't have to get it done.
No, I do. I totally do.
Yeah, gotta be 100% though.
My body is like, I rely so much on my body. even right. just being blind, like having to like recover from stumbles and stuff, you don't want to be.
Yeah, you want all your ligaments for sure.
Knee. Yeah,
faux show.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that'll go away, dude. Once you have it done, this is your anxiety of having to think about what's ahead of you. But once you get started and you're already on the journey, you're in the car and you're driving. Be all right, dude.
Yeah. I just got to get that key in the
ignition. Once you're a couple miles down the road.
You just got to stick it in the ignition.
Yeah, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling.
Not every man. You wish.
Running a hand stream of bro. Bouncing on 24s. Give me that poop. R. Kelly, dude. Another one who can't listen to his music anyway.
Poop, poop.
I know, like, my voice cracked.
Give me that peep, peep. That's where it's running. Enhancing my phone.
I never knew what that meant. Give me the boop, boop, beep, beep. What does that mean?
It means give me that loving, baby.
That's it. Boop, boop, beep, beep. I mean, just doesn't make, I don't know, that one. Sure. Hey, he's an artist, you know?
Yeah.
Artist and a pedophile.
So.
What are you going to do?
Okay. I don't know.
Give me that.
Give me that.
What do we got? We'll go through these calls. We had two more voicemails.
Yeah, we can go into those.
I think they're short ones, weren't they?
Yeah.
Listen to a couple of them. Let's see what we got here. Running a hands to my bro.
Animal from Oregon. I was just calling to ask you guys if you've ever messed around with echolocation. I'm an orientation and mobility specialist and a longtime skater. And I've seen this guy, Daniel Kish, and taken his training recently, and he does echolocation for blind travelers. And it's really amazing what he does. If you haven't looked him up, look him up sometime and see what he does. I was thinking it might be handy skill for like mapping a skate park layout or stuff like that. Anyway, you guys keep doing what you're doing. Love it.
Another O&M-er, dude.
You got some O&M specialists.
Oregon,
Daniel.
Did you say Oregon? No, I said Portland.
Oregon.
Oh, you said Oregon. Okay. Daniel Kish. I'm very familiar with Mr. Daniel Kish.
Yeah, my mom saw him live. She got to, like, do a seminar with him.
Yeah, he's one of the first guys I was kind of looking up on YouTube, trying to figure out.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What about Michael May?
Michael May.
The GPS guy.
GPS?
Yeah, he's the big time GPS hooking up with the Braillers.
No, I don't know this GPS guy.
Do you know what a Braille note is?
Yes, the Braille that just refreshes pages of Braille on a thing.
Well, it's like a Braille digital Braille display, but it's also like a computer it works as.
Yes.
So he would have those be like a GPS, and then he would take groups to like Ireland, fully blind groups, and they would travel around like the country and stuff. And
just using the old cane?
The old cane and GPS.
Cane and GPS, baby. Using the old Braille note, huh? I haven't heard of that, man. I know Daniel Kish, though.
Yeah, Danny,
shout out to the O&Ms like, out there.
He like rides a bike with echolocation.
Yeah, he goes all in, dude. He goes all in. We've talked about it a bit, but yeah, I don't use it except, you know, sometimes when I'm walking no cane in the house or outside of the yard and I can hear like a very large object, like the car in the driveway. Yeah. You know, I can hear things like that I can avoid, but I can't be precise with it, you know.
Sometimes I'm cruising and I hear it. And it's too late because I hear it and then it happens.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boom, yeah, I'm not good.
I don't know. But I have saved myself from a few things because of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for
like
sure.
Branches and the eyes and stuff.
Yeah. I've also, it messes with me, the echolocation sometimes when I'm skating. If like, I'm trying to think when it would happen. Say I skate into like a hallway it could be a really wide hallway, but the change in the sound from going in like an open area to hallway might freak me out enough to where like I have to stop because it sounds like something's in front of me, but it might just be a change in the environment where I'm 100%. Like, whoa, I don't know what's going on here. That'll
throw me off big time.
There's walls somewhere. I don't know where the walls are.
The
but
walls
I can hear
change
it.
Directions. Like the walls are in different places than where.
And like there might be a pillar way off, but I'll be passing it and I hear it and I'll have to stop. Like, whoa, am I going to run into that thing or not?
Dude, it's the weirdest feeling.
You can't tell if you're close to it or not. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever do the extra step? You take the extra step by accident?
Oh, the old skip?
No, you get to the top of the staircase, but you take one more.
Oh, yeah. I'll be stomping bugs at the top of the stairs all the time. Yeah.
It's such a... Oh, I hate that when that happens.
Stomping the bugs.
The old
dude.
Missing step.
The old foot pedal. Dude, the old kick drum, dude.
The old kick drum, yeah.
I do that a lot, yeah. That's annoying. That one's real annoying.
You know what's a peeve of mine is the freaking when the town doesn't or people let their branches grow off into the sidewalk level, dude.
Talk to me, daddy.
Dude. Like, all right, listen. In the spring and summer, maybe I can put up with it because it's cushioned by the fucking leaves. Yeah. But in the winter, dude, it's just bare
it's a
branches.
Bare stick to the eye, dude.
He sticks, dude. And you're like, you get grazed by him. You're like, that could have been so bad. Like, you think about
it. Yeah, if it really got your eyeball, it could just gouge it.
Can you really pop? Like, can you poke an eye out? Like, does that really happen? Does it go?
It takes a lot to rip an eye out of the muscle, but
to like push back or pull,
because it's attached to muscle in there, so you gotta rip that sucker out.
But can your eye get pushed in a little bit?
In? What do you mean? In? Like, I don't know. I guess it could get squished.
Like just.
I don't know. I didn't want to think about that. Your eye just getting squished. I mean, yeah, my uncle got a stick to the eye. He's like half blind in his one eye.
Really?
As a kid, yeah.
Wow.
Play with sticks, kids. Don't play with sticks.
Play with sticks.
But yeah, the echo, dude. Yeah, the branches. There's, people who have like a potted tree, like on the side. A lot of those in LA have like a potted tree outside.
Just fucking, I'd kick them over.
I go to my buddy, Brett Jones, Jags Barbershop. I get my hair cut there. Check out, he does a great job. But
oh, he's got a shop now? Or
he just works at the shop, But there's a Thai food restaurant next door, and they have these two trees outside that are huge.
Bonsai?
Every time. Like, I'm like, there's anxiety every time I go to that fucking spot, get my haircut there, because I know the trees are coming up sometime.
Oh, my God.
Just keep my head down, your hat on.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Why do these
hat or sunglasses are good.
Why do these businesses put like trees in front of their doors?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? There's this one business around here that they have a tree with branches growing like in front of the doorway.
Oh, in the actual doorway, right?
Yeah.
You got to almost avoid the.
And it's a potted tree thing. So
yeah,
like,
scoot it over.
Just scoot it over a little. You feel like you're walking through the forest to get to your.
It's sketchy. Even like a lot of like. Department stores, you know, they got a lot of hangers and racks. Like, oh, watch out! But
this is off topic. But back to the Super Bowl. You know, it's funny they didn't have it planned for it to go to overtime. So the commercials were like playing over again.
Really, doubles?
Yeah, got doubles.
I wonder if they had to pay extra for that. They just got bonus commercials, dude.
And speaking of commercials. Listen to this voice message someone sent me.
Uh-oh.
Social folder, 9 apps.
Hold on.
Press.
Oh.
Like this one, Jerry.
Is this from the gram?
Yeah. Messages. Speaking of,
General, tab, 2 of 3.
Speaking of peeves.
Request 1, soon enough, I am me, 1 to 20. Hey, D0PD, active today, button. Alicia, vertical line, IDP, vertical line. D0PD, active today, button. Hey, D0PD.
Here we go.
Speech off.
Brother, I seen this commercial. Watching the Super Bowl about how a Google Pixel 8 phone can help you see. you need this phone, man.
I have seen that ad on TikTok. They keep playing it.
You need this phone, man.
I think it has like Stevie Wonder on it and stuff. It's for low vision, dude. It's not even for blind. A little bit blind, but
I don't know.
It's just recognizes faces and stuff. That's all it does. It'll just tell you there's a face there.
Just talk and I'll know who you are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh man, that was a good one.
I'm walking around with my phone. You need this phone, bro.
He's like, you need this, man. Like you need this. He's a little drunk, dude, or something. He's like,
he was hiding
commercials, bro.
He probably saw the commercial. The dude, one blind person he knows is you. He's like, oh, gotta message him.
Yeah. Oh man, great.
My iPhone works, dude. My iPhone. Taking photos of like, I just realized this. Like, I was trying to find chicken thighs, and I took a photo of them to send to Heather. Like, are these chicken thighs? She's like, yep. And I went back to delete the photo.
It'll say chicken thighs, right?
Yeah, it read the whole thing. I was like, I don't even need.
No, it's really good. And then it's really just
no app needed. Just
you know what's nice about the camera too for blind users is if you're taking a picture, it'll say like face near top left edge.
Yeah.
Turn it already, tilt left.
iPhone already does it, bro.
Yeah, the Google Pixel. Done. No one needs this GP.
It won't tell you if there's a dog.
I did a commercial for Google one time, and they promised me a phone months later, and they never got it.
Bastards. Was it in the contract?
No.
God, I have it in the contract. Because
it wasn't like through Google. It was through like an agency who was hiring for Google or something. It was
bastards.
Yeah.
Pistons.
Got screwed. It was like that Doritos thing you did.
Yeah. Doritos commercial. I think it's out. You can find it.
It's on your longer Instagram. I know that. Oh, the long one?
I'm going to post the long. They said I can. Well, they said I have to. I'm going to be a collaborator or whatever on the gram.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to post. They said I can post it on my Facebook and YouTube. How does YouTube work? Because it has music to it. How do I post it without it being violated? And I just. Can I say this is not like
written music?
Yeah. Can you not do that on YouTube at all?
You can try. It might take the sound out of your video though. Or it might just say you can't get
I don't care about not getting I don't want to
monetize, but you're not monetizing YouTube really.
Right. That's what I say. Can I choose not to monetize and just share the video? That's what I want
to do. I
would do
that. I would just do not monetize.
But I don't know how to that's not even an option on my thing.
Oh. Then,
but I've had videos get pulled for music. It's like, what?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Making money off my videos. How the fuck is my shit getting pulled? Because it doesn't make sense, bro. It's all screwy.
I think because that artist isn't getting paid, and then YouTube can get in trouble.
Well, then that doesn't make sense of... It's not monetized. No one's getting... Yeah, I guess.
Oh, YouTube still can make money off your videos. It's weird.
That I hate too when I go to watch one of my videos. Who's making this money?
Yeah, where's this?
Where's it going?
Yeah, give me this.
That should be illegal, dude.
Give me this 0.0001 cent.
Like, I don't care how much it is. Yeah, that adds up when you count the millions of people doing it. It's like, fuckers, dude.
I know.
Yeah, that's bogus. They get to do that.
Oh,
we need a new YouTube, dude. What's the new YouTube?
New YouTube?
Where it's just free. Just post anything, dude.
I think that's
OnlyFans.
Twitter.
What?
Twitter.
Yeah, you can do anything on Twitter, huh?
There's like porn on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. That's gnarly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Apparently, like Drake's penis just got leaked on Twitter.
Nice.
Yeah,
dude.
He's got a hog, I heard.
Nice. I bet he does, dude.
Yeah. Hog.
I only miss my mom on my bed.
I only love my mom.
That's something like that. My bed, right? My mom and my bed, right?
Yeah, my bed. Weird combo, Drake.
That's a good one. I get it, dude. Makes sense, dude. Yeah, what were we talking about? Onem, Sound, Echo, Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, then the Google Pixel phone, yeah. Need this phone, bro.
Dude,
that's funny.
I love when people are like, I got a solution, dude. Like, there's these glasses.
Yeah, the Google glasses.
Now Apple has them.
Do
Apple
they?
Vision.
Ooh, I'll try it out.
I'll get some Apple Vision.
Oh, just some Apple Viz, dude.
Some Granny Smith.
A Apple Viz podcast.
Apple Viz.
A great podcast that breaks down how to use it. Does like tutorials and like what is that? Not how to's, but what is that called when you just review, like reviews for everything blind, dude? It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
The guy is a little one. Tough to listen to because he talks very slow.
What, the cool tech podcast or whatever?
No, the Apple Viz one.
Oh, there is an Apple Viz pod?
Yeah, it's called Apple Viz.
Oh, podcast. This is a real thing. I thought you were
shocking
me.
No. No.
Oh, okay. But
Apple Viz, dude.
Yeah.
It's a great podcast for learning.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Different apps and stuff.
He's a blind guy?
I think he might have a little bit of, he has a good vision, but.
Okay.
Well, not good.
Is his name like Mark?
He's Anonymous is his name.
Anonymous.
Yeah, but he's a little tough good to buddy. Listen to. Because he talks slow and rude. He's like really thorough about explaining stuff. And a lot of it, you're like, okay, yeah, I got it. Come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's great with breaking stuff down. I've learned all kinds of things. Did you hear that fart? It's a big fart, dude.
Did hear a rumble over there.
That was a rump.
Gnarly. That's crazy.
Should have put the mic down there. Dang it. I'm not a fart in the mic guy, dude.
I know you're not.
I don't want that mic by my face.
I know. I realized that the last time I've done it, and I'm kind of over it.
I guess, but if you fart, it's not really... Yeah, it's not getting to the mic, I guess.
I don't know, dude. If you're farting, I think poop particles are coming out of your butt.
Definitely sometimes.
It's got to be. Like, there's...
But I'm saying when you...
There's particles through your poop in every fart.
But if you're farting through your pants, it's not hitting the mic. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I think you're pretty safe, dude. There ain't particles flying through your...
You think it filtered the poop parts?
Of course.
All right, you're just in the hot air.
Yeah, the air particles are tiny enough to fit through.
Yeah, but then those air particles are getting on the mic.
Yeah, but those aren't harmful. There's not bacteria. Bacteria particles aren't aren't small enough to fit through, underwear, denim. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a scientist, but I always make sure. What I think.
Yeah, that sounds right. Like it's, I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about, but this sounds right.
No, that's right, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to talk about that on the COVID stuff. Wearing a mask. Cause you can still smell things. Cause those particles are small enough to fit through a mask and stuff. But
I thought they debunked the mask. I thought even like CDC said the mask is BS.
I don't know. I stopped following all that. I have no idea. It must help. That doesn't sound right. It must help a little bit.
I know, but that's why it's strange. It's on there.
Say it doesn't help is.
Yeah.
Might not be effective, but it's helping.
Yeah, maybe
bit.
That's the word.
Blocking something. I mean, that's the point of a man wearing masks forever.
Yeah.
Must work. I guess it doesn't mean it works, but. I don't know, dude. The mask. Do you remember the mask days? Are people still wearing masks?
I don't know. I think some people do. I think there's still people even wearing them in their cars, like on their own.
Wow. Yeah.
It says
people who are immune deficient.
I'll tell you, this flu that just went around, though, was pretty heavy. Kelly
hit it.
She was down now. And she never gets sick.
My stepdad's got the COVID right now, actually. Mom didn't get it, but she got boosted in the beginning of January. So. Maybe that helps.
Strange. Yeah, because I know a lot of people that got COVID recently and their like partner didn't get it.
Strange one, man. Always has been. Always will be. Strange. Still lingering around, though, dude.
Yeah. But now it's more like a flu, I think. Just like.
It's not. Yeah.
Not as gnarly.
You still got to like quarantine, not go out and crap for X amount of days. Which you should be doing if you have the flu anyways, and we're spreading that crap around.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's like a standard protocol.
Yeah, I get wearing a mask. Even if you got a flu, wear the mask.
Yeah, go for it. They've been doing
it. You got a cold or something? Wear it.
Dawn of time.
Right. We need to adopt that, dude.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not be criticized for wearing it and look like a crazy person in people's eyes, the far right or whatever.
I think should just let people do whatever the fuck they want.
Whatever you want.
It's not harming someone else.
That's right.
Then go for it, dude. And don't harm yourself.
Well, then, but if you're walking around with the flu, aren't you harming other people? You're walking around coughing over everything, not wearing a mask? That's harming other people. You know what I mean? Where's the line, Jerry? Where's the line?
Yeah, but then it's like, where are we going to... It goes too deep. It's like, where's the line on like...
I'm just saying, there's got to be a line somewhere.
You know what I mean? Like, you start putting restrictions on every... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. This isn't that podcast.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Care less.
Same. Did we have one more? We had one more VM, didn't we?
DM me and be like, why are you going to speak out about this? I'm like, this is wrong page for that, buddy.
Wrong page. Wrong podcast for all this. We have another voicemail, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the O&Ms out there, dude. Second O&M on here, I believe. Probably more than one. We had Maria. What was his name? I don't remember what his name was.
Daniel.
Daniel. Great name. No, Daniel Kish was the guy, but I don't know what his name was.
No, his name was Daniel, too.
Here
we go.
Marilyn.
Brian from Maryland.
Here we go.
Sorry for your loss, Ravens.
What's up, guys? Just started recently listening to the pod, and safe to say that I absolutely love it. I can relate to you guys. Also, visually impaired, legally blind, due to diabetic retinopathy. Just wanted to tell you guys to keep up the good work. Keep pushing them one love.
Keep pushing one love?
Before I forget, my name's Brian.
Brian from Maryland. I hope you've been having some crab feasts out there, dude. Maryland crab feast, baby.
Dude, crab.
Fellow VI. Those have been hard for me to understand, these voicemails. Are they hard for you to hear? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. That one was tough. I think we've played that one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brian, big shout out to Brian. Thank you. I don't think we have either. The crab.
Fellow VI.
Yeah, fellow VI.
You said diabetic retinopathy, baby?
Yeah, that is what he said. And he said, keep pushing one love.
Keep pushing in one love, dude. Keep crabbing, dude, in one love. I can't wait, dude. I'm doing, tonight, when we're recording this, is we're doing the fancy dinner for.
Oh, the Gandhi Dancer?
The Gandhi Dancer.
Dave, come closer.
The old, I had to move it. Because last time I said I moved it day before. What's it called? He wanted to say Thanksgiving.
Valentine's Day.
And then I just recently found out I'm going to L.A. earlier, the day we're supposed to have the dinner. And I told Heather, I was like, hey, I'm going to L.A. early. She's like, our dinner's that day. I was like, let me call. And then we had to switch it over to today, Monday. So now we're 2 days before old Thanksgiving Valentine's
Blowing it.
But yeah, I can't wait. But I think I'm gonna eat some crab. But you know how much the crab is there? 2 pounds of crab on the menu.
$200, right? $219.
We looked the price up. $146. Woo!
That's you got it, baby.
It's gonna hurt, dude. That's gonna hurt. That's hard to give that money up like that.
Pushing those shoes, baby.
Buy some Adidas shoes, dude. Adidas. Oh my God, I gotta sell thousands of shoes, dude.
Yeah.
I gotta sell hundreds of shoes to get that.
Yeah. What are you allowed to talk about? What are you doing in LA?
I'm just filming Adidas stuff. They're gonna open.
What is it?
You're opening an Adidas shop, but we're like, me and Daywan are gonna skate in the shop before they
What, like a flat bar or a ledge or something?
They're going to Home Depot. I think they started it today. Home Depot and just buying some like granite. Just Daywan is known for just making creative stuff, you know. He'll just putting wood up against walls, making bank, you know, anything.
Yeah,
that's one's gonna kill it. Yeah, so I'm stoked to see what he's gonna come up with. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna skate. Yeah. But it should be fun.
That's sick. He asked for you.
Yeah, because he had his one video that he had go viral. Dude, gotta get Dan out here. It hit like over 10. I don't know what it was.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. That'll be cool. Yeah, they opened a new Adidas shop downtown LA.
That's cool. Is it a big one?
I have no idea. I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Going out. So do you fly out tomorrow and you do it on Valentine's Day?
No, same day. I do it tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
I leave, yeah. You know, we gain 3 hours when you fly there. So land at like 11:30 a.m. and we're going to probably skate at like noon or 1 or something.
Oh, nice. Oh, and you're already in L.A.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's what's up, mate.
Then I'll be in L.A. for a couple days.
Can you fly from L.A. to
Then I see the kid. We're going to Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, dude, next level. I've always wanted to go.
Really? Oh, I've you don't want to go. Been, it's dude, it's the fucking kid, dude. It's mayhem, dude.
Oh, it sounds so fun, though, dude. It's the water park, right?
Yeah, it's craziness.
Dude, the slides?
Bunch of rugrats running around.
Oh, dude. You got to have a blast. Was it his request?
No, we're bringing my nephew, Lathan. So kind of, my mom wants to not be in L.A. and get out of there. So
nice.
One to one Anaheim.
Great Wolf Lodge. Oh!
Bring the pack, dude. Bring the pack.
Dude, I want to go part of this.
My
pack.
Mom did it for a big New Year's. They had like a New Year's drop the ball thing for all the kids
one year. Man.
And we took the whole family and it was just craziness. And then it's kind of been every now and then she'll do it.
Is there like a restaurant there too?
The restaurant's like whatever. There's like an arcade though. My mom said this sounded dope. There's like full, like, flying airplane modules you can go in.
Whoa. You can like sit in?
You sit in, yeah. It's like what they train on. They don't fly, but you know what I mean? I think it's a screen. I'm assuming it like
simulation.
Like it will like rattle and turn and kind of do stuff, but
what are you gonna suit up? Are you gonna get in the bathing suit?
I'll be in the water. I gotta go in the water.
Yeah, you gotta go in the water. You gotta go down the don't they have like a big ass water slide?
So they have different ones have
different
slides, but like the big ones have like the full on stand and they just drop the floor out from you.
Oh shit.
I want that one. Like the toilet bowl, you're like the tube that just goes in circles and down the thing.
I want the drop the floor one.
Yeah, I haven't done that before. Have you done that before?
Those water slides scare me.
Do you get cooking to where your butt's barely on the
that's what I mean. You
thing,
lift
dude.
Off, you're like floating over the slide. You feel like
am
you're
I
like,
gonna fly? Am I gonna die? Yeah. A good water slide is so much fun.
I know it really is.
They are insane, dude.
We used to go to this one called this water park called Waterworks. And it was it was sick, dude. It was in retrospect, it was like this rundown dump. But it was so fun. Like it was epic.
Yeah, dude. That could be fun.
The 50-foot drop was big one. And then then Hurricane Harbor got the 75-foot drop.
Hurricane Harbor.
It went up.
It's just a giant slide, it's just straight down.
Just straight down, like vertical, 75 feet.
75 feet, wow. That's a long way.
Dude, it's scary. I've done the 50.
Yeah. You're hauling, huh?
Yeah,
I've done some of those where there's a straight shot. Like, you're
your arms crossed.
You're skimming the
tube. It hurts your back.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've had ones in the tube where you're like surrounded by the tube, and I thought I was gonna get stuck. It was so scary.
Stuck.
It was called the pretzel.
You know they wax those things up.
Really?
Yeah, like every day or whatever. They gotta go in there and wax it up so it really goes, dude. I learned that the hard way. I tried to stand up. I told this before. Try to like be all tricky in there. Try to stand up, and I freaking, as soon as my foot hit the ground, boom!
And
I just ate shit in there, dude. Like I got out of the tube,
you
know.
You told that.
I got out of the tube, and I told the guy later. He's like, "Yeah, we wax those like every night." It's like, oh my god, dude!
Shit.
Because we have a pretty good slide at the rec center where I grew up. It's like a fun one, dude. It's just indoor, you know what I mean? It's like maybe, I don't even know. Probably not even probably two stories tall. But it kind of like just like a couple twists, but it goes fast, dude.
And I got a little cocky in there. I was like, I'm going to hop on the tube, dude.
Oh,
as soon as I got on the tube and my foot hit the ground, I just ate shit, dude.
Oh, I've gotten out of a tube before, and it is slippery as shit. I didn't stand up. I wouldn't dream of daring to stand up. I don't know what. But I remember just my body sliding, and it was so uncomfortable. I was getting, like, hit by, like, cement and dragged and shit. And I got yelled at.
Yeah, dude, stay in the tube.
Yeah, you gotta stay in the tube. I like the ones that spit you out into the pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are fun. Like it'll be a big drop.
It's always scary when you hit that water, though. Oh, my God, where am
I? Yeah, you're like, what? Someone say something. I always need someone. Like,
yeah, me and Heather did. I was like, Heather, wait for me down here.
Dude, when I was a kid, I wouldn't like, you know, growing up as a kid blind, you're trying to not be blind, so you don't tell anyone. You don't want to inconvenience anyone, all this stuff. And, like, I would get out of the slide, and I'd have no idea where I was. And the the person would be trying to, like, wave to me, and I just would have to be like, I'm blind.
Yep.
Help.
Yeah, it's nerve wracking, dude. Can't use echolocation there when there's water flowing around you and there's kids screaming. That ain't gonna work, dude. Can't bring your cane either.
Yeah, those. Oof.
Yeah, when I have to give the cane up, like that kind of stuff, I hate giving the cane up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Take
the cane with you.
You can't bring it up the stairs.
No. Sketch, dude.
I want to go down with my cane.
That's what I'm saying. Bring the cane, dude. Raising cane, baby.
Raising cane.
Time is over there.
Yeah, we're like.
We still got 10 minutes, don't we?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, but. Yeah, we don't got much going on, dude.
Not much over here, dude. I'm just
waiting to go to Perry.
Limbo.
We're going to have to try to do some kind of episode in Paris, I think.
That's what I was saying.
But we're not bringing all the crap.
I know. We could just do like a.
We got to do some video. We'll do some videos, though.
That'd be cool.
Eating escargot, dude.
You got to figure out what your like schedule will look like.
Yeah, I got exactly. It might be crazy for me. Not crazy, but just I might just be on the move a lot.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm
going to
come one day if you're just shredding.
It's going to be the mornings. I think the mornings are going to be the meet up.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of business, a little bit of four bad eyes business. FBEB, dude.
FBEB?
Yeah, four bad eyes business.
FBEB.
And I get to meet the baby. I'm going to meet the baby.
Gotta see the baby.
You gotta see the baby. The baby. The
baby's so cute. Did you see the baby?
Dingo ate your baby. Yep. Oh. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, when's the last time we've seen each other, dude?
Super long.
Has it been crazy long? My wedding?
I want to say your wedding.
Probably. Did you go to a contest after that? I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think so.
One.
So it's been over 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months in December would be.
No, man, I miss you over here.
January, February. Yeah, I know, dude. No, dude.
I'll find a.
I am in the deep. I want summer so bad right now.
I'm in this point in my life where I
here we go.
Am so lost,
here we
dude.
Go.
I'm gonna lay it all out right now in the last 5 minutes. I'm feeling like fighting depression, but also like I don't know. I was thinking about this today. Like I'm feeling stuck a little bit. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
what
because
next.
You're in limbo right now because you need
next.
To get your surgery started.
But even after the surgery, I don't know what's next. And
nobody
I feel
does.
Lost.
Nobody does, dude.
I'm like a lost pup.
You know what your step first, what your step is right now?
But then I think about you and I think about the times that you've been in like the limbo and you
yeah,
just ride it out and you get through it.
Yeah, nobody knows, man.
Oh, you never
this
know.
Here we go. Seasonal depression, bro. This is it. It's that time of year where everyone's just moping around in the Midwest.
Yeah, like my month
East Coast
is so hard right now. And it's
yeah, it sucks.
Me. It's me being a baby, but it's like, dude, it's hard to get up on Mondays and like just get about the day.
You know what you got to do, dude? Take a little trip down to Florida. Go to get some sunshine, baby.
Oh.
Once you get your surgery, that's going to be a big step.
Sit in the Keys.
Go to the Keys, dude. That's what I'm saying.
FBEs in the Keys.
FB Keys.
FB Keys. Four bad keys.
Somewhere warm. You see some sunshine, baby.
Yeah.
And when spring hits, it's all going to come around, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to move somewhere where it's just nice, dude.
Yeah, we should get
I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm feeling right now. I'm just like, I walked outside the other day. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been outside in like 2 days.
I know, but it's been hard to get the motivation to shower even, Jerry. That's
the thing. Yeah, it's the winter, dude. It sucks the life on you. You just got to bunker down and we still got 3 months of this crap, dude.
And then I think about how much time I'm like wasting where I could be working on stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, little thing. It's something. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what we gotta start some kind of business, dude.
I know. We should start
athletic t-shirts, bro.
Athletic t-shirt.
That's what I want. I want a nice stretchy a mix between cotton and
nylon and,
nylon and polyester.
Yeah.
It's a nice shirt. You can sweat in it, but will still absorb some sweat.
Plastic on your body.
Sand, dude. Yeah, we got to get something going. Sharks. You know what? I'm going to give my shark pitch I didn't do last week.
Let's hear it.
Because I realize how annoying it is when someone says, I got an idea. No, I don't want to say it.
I hate
Here we go.
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, it's so annoying. I'm sorry, listeners.
Yeah.
So, sharks. My name's Dan.
Hey, Dan.
And I don't know about you, but I really, really don't have a lot of kitchen space. You know, I've lived in apartments, even in my home, there's not enough space. And when it comes to eating salad and you want to clean that salad, and you want to wash that salad, and you want to get that salad spinner out, the salad spinner takes up so much space, doesn't it? Don't you agree?
It does.
Anthony, how big these things are? It's the size of a cake.
It's huge. I got one for my wedding and I had to give it away.
It can't go massive. I'm not going to put it in the basement.
Cabinet.
I'm not going in the garage. I'm not going in the basement just to get the salad spinner out. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have a solution.
Play it on me, baby.
The spinner sack, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. A mesh sack. You put your salad into the sack just like this, the mesh sack, and then you put the rinse your salad, put your other bag with the reservoir tip on the bottom, and then you slide the weight down and just spin around your head. You can do it to the side, do whatever you want, just like a helicopter, baby, just like Nelly. Was it Nelly saying that? Spinner sack, bam, pull your salad out, ready to go. Everything dishwasher safe, no BPA, no harmful chemicals, made in the USA. I don't know if it exists. It might already exist. Heather said she hasn't heard of it.
So how much equity are you requesting today?
5% for $100,000.
Okay. I'm just going to chime in here real quick. I don't know what it's like to not have a small kitchen space. I have a very big house.
Oh, I'm sure all of you have. Yes.
For that reason.
Chefs. No. Oh, come on. We're talking about the average American here.
Hey, I have a question.
What's your question?
How much does it cost you to make this landed?
Right now my cost is $9 and I'm selling for $19.99.
It's not a bad margin. What's your customer acquisition cost at the moment? How much does it cost you to acquire each customer?
Not sure exactly what that means. I'm not spending any money on marketing, if that's what you're asking.
Wow. So this is all just organic.
This is all organic, baby. All right,
then let's get to the most important part. Tell me about the money, baby. What are sales? Want to know about the money?
You know, this is fresh. You're getting in the ground floor right here. Oh. So, you see me as not having any sales, but I see it as If you get in this now, you get a chunk of every single sale.
Zero sales.
From day one.
Zero sales, you're telling me.
I haven't tried
and you're
to
telling
sell
it. Me your company's at a $2 million estimate.
No, $500,000.
Yeah, no, you're eval. Saying you want 100,000 for 5%. So you're telling me your company is at a $2 million
yes.
evaluation.
Yes.
This is insulting.
No.
Zero sales.
You're so not what, seeing what the big you picture. That? You're not seeing the big picture. If you get in at ground level, you reap all of the benefits. You get a piece of every single sale from day one to here on out for eternity.
Yeah, I have a private chef for that reason. I'm out.
Hey, the spinner Dan, sack, though.
Dan,
what do you
Lori
think?
Here, Dan, Lori here.
Lori, this is a, Lori, this is a QVC this, item right here.
This would be great. We could do an infomercial. I think this could sell great QVC. On QVC. We could get this out. I could get licensing agreements so yep. we can do, you know, deals with like the Kansas City Chiefs. We could do a Chiefs
yeah.
Chief salad sack.
You can put any logo you want on these sacks.
So I'm going to give you an offer. Now, you might not like my offer. It's a little sharky, but.
Lori, what do you got?
I'm going to give you $100,000 for your company.
Oh, the whole, nope. No, thank you. Not interested.
All right, goodbye. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan,
appreciate
Dan.
It.
Good luck.
Thank you for the opportunity. Everything. Appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, good luck on everything. All right, post show interview.
Yeah, you know, I'm really bummed. I'm upset that they didn't see the opportunity in front of their little sharky eyes. But you know,
like my words,
I got a lot of exposure. You know, I got a lot of exposure right now. So check me out on the Instagram. You know, sales coming soon, baby. Spinnersack.com. Spinner sack on all social media.
Oh man, what a great ending.
If the spinner sack doesn't work, if it doesn't exist, it's a great idea.
It's a nice
I want a salad spinner.
Why you really use those things?
No, because I don't have one because it's too big.
I have
huge.
One that we can't use because it's just we don't even know where to put it.
They're the size of like a three-tier cake, dude.
You wash your chicken.
No, I don't rinse the chicken.
Yeah,
all
right. It's a big debate. Do you wash your salad?
Oh, all veggies I wash a lot.
Yeah, you got to wash veggies.
I'm a big veggie washer.
Kelly's anti-veggie washer.
Who?
Kelly.
Oh, that's insane.
I know.
I don't care if it's organic. They're still using some chemicals on there.
Yeah, dude.
You're out of your mind. Now that I know that, I'm never eating vegetable again at your house.
Oh, I always wash them.
I wash the shiz out of my veggies, dude.
He's also an anti-plastic bag user at the grocery store when you get your veggies.
Oh, no, gotta go in
the cart, and it drives me nuts.
Disgusting.
It drives me nuts.
On that cart where there was a lady was on there, and she just pooped her freaking diaper. You got poop coming out of her onesie, and now your broccoli's sitting on that?
Yeah.
No, thank you. You know, when this person sneezes, they put their face right down, right towards where that veggies going, dude. Bam.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Maybe she's stronger for me. Hey, who's sick right now? Kelly is.
Yeah.
You're not.
I'm not. I was like weeks ago though. It was dead. But right.
Spinner
Jared,
sack that was, though. That's it.
Spinner sack.
Sharks. Yep.
Get on QVC. Oh no. Oh, you didn't take the offer.
Lori. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
sweet.
As always.
Keep pushing.
One love from Paris.
Keep pushing. And one love from Four Bad Eyes.